This is K2PCB. K2PCB. Listening for any calls.
K2PCB. This is KE2GDQ. Good morning. It's Monday.
Well, good morning, Brad. It is Monday. That is true. I'm definitely not looking forward to today. I could have called in this morning. Somehow I seem to have picked up some summer cold and, for the most part, ruined my weekend. I came home Thursday, had a little bit of something. Okay, you know, maybe it's air conditioning or something bothering me in the back of my throat. Got up Friday, a little bit there, have a cup of coffee. Yeah, we're okay. We went kayaking. We did fireworks in the evening, but yeah, something was still there. Friday night, oh yeah, it came on with a vengeance. And that was it for my weekend. Skipped our Saturday gathering at Lynn's sister's house, which I guess turned out to be, you know, not too exciting anyway. And stayed home yesterday. Yeah. So if you hear it, I sound pretty nasally this morning. But I'm probably well enough to do my job. And isn't there this new rule if you call in the day before, day after a holiday now, that you lose your holiday time? I don't know if they put that in place this year. Anyway. Good morning. It is Monday. Already pushing 80 degrees. So, yes. How was your weekend?
Yeah, I can hear a little bit of change in your voice this morning. I caught that on your thumb back. Overall, my weekend was pretty good. It was hot, humid. I didn't do a lot yesterday. Friday, we went to a cookout at my daughter's in-law's house, stayed there for a while, watched the fireworks Friday night from our backyard. There's someone just down the street someplace, heading towards Como, that puts on a really good show. Just, I don't know who's doing it. And then Saturday, did a few things. But yesterday I just kind of chilled.
Yeah, plus I have some PTO time scheduled coming up, so yeah, I don't want to burn too much of it. I got to go in today. It was kind of funny because I made a comment to Tom on Thursday that, man, there's a lot of sneezing going on in this room today. So I wonder, once I get back in, how many other people will have, had something over the weekend. Anyway, yeah, it's nice that you were able to see fireworks from your own house there, or their house, done at a private residence. That was cool. Yeah, we went to Marilla, which was nice in and of itself. And we had some of those 3D fireworks classes that have like this prism starburst effect in the fireworks, and we had some extra ones and gave them to the people sitting next to us, and they were really enjoying it, so that was neat. Let's see, what else is going on? Played a little bit of radio, not a lot. I really wasn't up to talking and sneezing and, you know, so we watched some TV. I thought maybe you'd even feel the way I was, that we'd get through the series that we're watching, but we only watched a few episodes and gave up on that. Yeah, it was kind of a bummer of a weekend. What else? Oh, I ordered a pedal drive for my kayak. I had been waiting. I didn't buy it when I first got the kayak, which I should have. It's my second kayak. Because it was a pricey add-on to get the whole pedal drive system. and turns out that I should have bought it then, because if I buy it new, all the different components of it and install it, it's way more expensive. I'm going to drop in a second. And, yeah, then I seen it show up yesterday. Not the whole system, but the main pedal drive system for a third of the price somebody was selling it on eBay. So I'm like, okay, I'll spring for that, and then I just have to buy a couple of the other accessories. I can buy that separately, most specifically the rudder. I need to add a rudder to it as well, so it can be completely paddle-free. But, yeah, I pulled the trigger on that yesterday. And, yeah, so interesting. I probably dropped off for a second there. I was getting a text coming in, and it was beeping away. This is K2PCB. I don't know if Ross is out there as well. Give him a chance to pop in.
Yep, I'm here, KC2PET. Good morning, Brad, and good morning, Travis. I'll let you get to that text. I don't know if Brad can hear me yet, but I'm asking how everybody's 4th of July was this weekend.
Well, good morning, Ross. Hopefully I'm not doubling with Brad. I don't know if you heard it. I got myself picked up a nice head cold. And hopefully I'm on the, you know, tail end of it. But, yeah, I'll turn it back over to Brad then.
Good morning, KC2PET. Yeah, it sounds like everyone had a pretty good weekend. I did get an email from the Lancaster Radio Club, and there was something. He said the 6-meter band is wide open. So I had to look that up. Did, and then I said, oh, gee, maybe I can program my radio. Not this radio. So it looks like I'm going to have to look at getting, I'm starting to look at, it's getting confusing as what radio I would need.
Well, it's not too bad, Brad. They're about the same. Went to Akron for the for parade, and that was kind of nice. And then we went to, where did we go? We went to my sister-in-law's house for a little bit of, I guess, the barbecue, I guess you'd call it. Just hot dogs, hamburgers. Yeah, that was about it. And then we had a little party of our own yesterday. That was pretty cool, too. Just a neighborhood type party. So a lot of parties this weekend. And it didn't go anywhere really to see fireworks. Evelyn was already crashing at about 9 o'clock, so we decided not to do the fireworks. Obviously, it's not dark enough yet then, and nobody blows yours off, right? You know, usually they want it pretty dark to blow them off.
Yeah, Brad, 6 meters. 6 meters is one of those things that people get really excited about because it's sporadic and it's opening. And I've only used 6 meters locally. I do have an HT that does 6, so I was working 6 meters FM. But, that's not kind of communication you're talking about. You're talking about some good distances, sort of like you'd get on the lower HF bands. And it's definitely hit or miss, but when it does open up, it's supposed to be pretty good. Most HF rigs these days, especially if you know you get an all band, all mode radio, will include 6 meters. There are even some I'll say, you know, like your dual-band UHF, HF radio, there are tri-band and quad-band radios. So you'll have 2-meter, 144 megahertz, 220 megahertz, and 440 megahertz for the tri-band. But some of those quad-band radios will include 6 meters, 6 meters as their fourth band. A lot of people like to do that mobile, so they have those in their vehicles, and then they'll have one quad band antenna. I think where you run into some issues is trying to decide which polarization you want to configure your antenna and whether you want to be horizontal or vertical. Because if somebody's tuning up 6 meters and they're on a long wire HF antenna versus you being mobile, I mean, you're still going to hear it, but there's attenuation with the shift in polarization. But, yeah, people definitely like 6 meters. It's got some good good propagation when things are good. They'll even use 6 meters, 10 meters, and 6 meters as repeater inputs. But they can be noisy sometimes, but you can hear some people from pretty far away on All-Star networks coming in that way. And, I just arrived here at work. This is KKPCB.
Hey, why don't you pick it up, Brad? I am getting gas at the gas station.
Yeah, doing some searching on the radios, for different radios was really interesting. I also came across something, I don't remember where I read it, they were talking about some 10-meter stuff. I can't remember what frequency that was. So I'm learning more and more as, you know, some of it is I get some feeds, you know, because I've been searching it, because I'm being spied on. So I've been reading that, been doing the reading in the general booklet, getting ready for my general exam. So a lot of stuff is starting to come together. But it's also bringing up more questions, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. All the more reason to, unless you find a really good deal or get a radio that can cover every possible configuration from a frequency perspective and operating mode that you'd like to use, unless you come across something really, a deal you can't pass up, continue learning, continue reading, think about what you'd want to do. So along those lines, as you're looking for HF radios, look for ones that have the ability to interface with your PC. Most do these days. So some older ones might take some more skills at wiring up an interface, but I'm sure almost anything can be converted into something that can allow you to use digital modes, which it sounds like you were interested in checking out. Then you mentioned 10 meters. 10 meters is really close to 11 meters. So if you've been around any CBs, so they're in the 11-meter range. So it's like, the 28, 29 megahertz range, 10, 11 meters. And if you've heard any CBs over the years, you hear all that, especially on channel 6, you hear all that skip coming in. And there's people with big amplifiers, and there's people with just stock radios running 5, 10, 15 watts, and they're getting around the world. Now, granted, the folks with the big linear amplifiers are doing much better, but the idea that you can talk those distances with a CB at low power or stock power just goes to show that it doesn't take much. Might be a little harder to work that station, but it definitely is doable. Even on field day, when we're transmitting at 100 watts. With some compromises, and maybe we only have like 50 watts of effective radiated power, we still made some contacts, and some were easier than others. Some people didn't hear us, but many people did. So, yeah. Well, I've got 6:44, so I should probably start walking. I'm going to guess Ross will be back in here in a second. Hopefully it's a smooth day. This is K2PCB. I'll listen now for your final as I'm walking in.
Well, Travis, I hope you feel better soon. And, you know, so because I guess the weather's supposed to be pretty decent still for the next few days, maybe a chance of some rain today or tomorrow. Hopefully you start feeling better. K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ.
All right, I'm back in here. More Brad. I'm sure Travis probably went in this morning. Went into work.